we have come now to the final Sunday of this six-part series on courage. We've been discussing what it takes to fully heed the guidance of our own hearts, remembering that courage comes from the root of the word heart, and to move forward in the face of fear, not because we are fearless, but because we have faced the fear and decided to act anyway. We've decided to have courage to make change in our own lives or to make change in the world. And so as a reminder, each of these six components begins with the letter C. They don't necessarily go in any order. To find and create courage, you can begin anywhere in these steps, and they won't necessarily proceed in a linear fashion. They will fold back on themselves, they will repeat, they will skip around. But we began the series with curiosity, the desire to wonder about, to truly question our fear, or to engage deeply with whatever disagreement or change that we are facing so that our understanding can be more full. Next, we engaged with the idea of clarity, facing reality without hiding from it, denying it, or wishing it were different. Then we talked about connection, connecting both to our own values so that we are inspired to act from them. That's what Marty talked about earlier. As well as connecting to others in community for the power that comes when we work together. That's what Wendy talked about. Then we discussed compassion. Compassion for others who are struggling or suffering, and that might encourage us to courageously act for justice. But we also talked that day about compassion for ourselves, recognizing that we can't do everything alone, that we're never going to be perfect, and that action in spite of fear requires that we are gentle with ourselves. Last week, we talked about cake. I mean, celebration, right? Celebrating our little wins, those small steps toward the larger goal, using that celebration to push us forward to further and further goals and wins. And that brings us to today, to commitment. Commitment is the just do it of courage. It's the decision to start and to continue, even if the going gets tough. We've been speaking throughout this series about the ways that our faith tradition, Unitarian Universalism, can support us in cultivating courage. When we talked about curiosity, we named the necessity of wonder as a primary skill of being UU. When we talked about connection, we honored the fact that Unitarian Universalism is not a faith that can be fully embodied alone, that we are a faith of community, not of shared beliefs, but of shared actions. Commitment is also inspired by our Unitarian Universalist tradition. Covenant is the root of our polity. Polity is just a fancy word for saying how we organize ourselves. One way of thinking about covenant is thinking in terms of promises. It's the promise that we make to each other in community that we will move forward together. Covenant says that even in conflict, we will come back to the table, that we will work through disagreement. Covenant assumes that the promises will eventually get broken, that that's not the goal, but that it will happen, and that we will come back and come back and come back. Covenant says that we will prioritize right relationship, not niceness, that's different, but right relationship, genuine care and concern for each other, and also loving challenge to each other. These promises, certainly in covenant, are to each other, but more importantly, they are to our shared vision, that which is above and beyond us. Our collective vision is articulated as our seven principles, but it's always open to new insights and new truths. here at the fellowship, this congregation approved our mission and vision statements almost 2 years ago. And here is what we said collectively that we want for the future. We want to be a community of people who welcome everyone. And when we say welcome everyone, we mean with radical kindness, hospitality, and a deep appreciation for the things that make us different from each other. We said we want to be a community of people who grow in mind and spirit, fostering intellectual curiosity and nurturing the spirit of people of all ages. And we said we want to be a community of people who lead in social justice, that we act for a more just and equitable world with the wisdom to know when to lead and when to follow. So these are the statements that describe our vision. They're beautiful. But my question for us this morning is, do we have the courage to work to make them real? In order to move forward in the direction of our articulated future, we need to commit, to promise, to move forward a little bit every year, every month, every day. As Dee named in her reflection, these steps can feel daunting. There will be setbacks and frustrations. But when we know what the goal is and we move forward toward it, then it's easier to have the courage to keep going. And as we learned in the Wonder Box, it's not about who is the fastest or the biggest. It is about who keeps going. Never giving up or resting on our laurels like the tortoise who eventually wins the race. And that's us, fellowship friends. We are the tortoise. Actually, we're kind of the hare right now. We've made really fast, incredible progress in the last few decades here at this congregation. And it would be easy to stop and take a nap. But we can't. Not collectively. Individually, go home, take a nap after this. That's fine. I do. But collectively, we have to keep moving forward. We need to be like the tortoise who can win the race slowly, steadily. Our stewardship campaign this year, the theme that was chosen by our team, our stewardship team, is keep moving forward together. This means that as you consider what the fellowship means in your life and how you can be a good steward of this place, steward meaning that we share in the responsibility to keep this place going into the future, we ask us each to be stewards. And we ask you to do three things. So here they are. First, we are asking you to take an online survey that our governing board worked really hard and intentionally to put together. This survey will only take about 5 or 10 minutes, and we're asking every single person to take the survey, whether you're new or you've been a member for a long time. We're going to offer this survey every year, and it's going to help us track our progress toward our goals. The question that every congregation asks itself is, are we making a difference in people's lives? And this survey will help us answer that question. Please take the survey. Second, we ask that you consider your involvement here and your connection here. Are there ways that you could serve this community with your time and your talent if you aren't already? And if you are already serving, we ask that you consider if that service is the best fit for you, or if you want to continue, or if you want to try something else. I encourage you to talk to Marie Luna if you want help finding the best fit for your gifts. And then last, we ask that you consider your financial pledge to the fellowship. This pledge is your promise. People get confused. We do not need you to pay anything right now, but we must have a pledge form returned from every single person. The pledge form tells us how much you plan to give in the coming year. That year starts in July and goes through the following June. Now, we are a spiritual community with spiritual aspirations, but we have real material needs. We need to pay our mortgage. They don't let us off the hook just because we have spiritual aspirations. We have to pay the water bill and the electric bill every month. We have to have supplies for our programs. We have to have coffee for coffee hour. We have to pay the salaries and benefits for our amazing staff. Our staff, the vast majority of them, are full-time employees of this fellowship. They have no other income beyond their work for this place. And we are the only source of that income. 92% of our budget comes from pledges. 92%. We cannot plan our budget for the coming year without your pledge. Even if you plan on giving exactly the same amount as last year, even if you plan on continuing your auto debit from your bank account, that's fine, but you have to tell us with your pledge form. Okay, let's all say this together. We must turn in our pledge form. We must turn in our pledge form. They are due March 17th. If you don't turn it in, then we have to call you. Don't make us do that. Just turn it in. Every new pledge that comes in, so if you've never made a pledge before and this is your first pledge, or if your pledge this year is any increase over last year, we're going to enter your name into a drawing. And the winner of that drawing will get to choose a service topic for me to preach in the coming year. So any topic of your choice within reason. These increases in pledges, this is the tortoise, right? We have to keep moving forward together. And we know from talking to people that many people come here from another faith tradition, or they come out of no tradition at all. That was me when I first started coming to a UU congregation. The idea of pledging is sort of foreign. Or we think about it maybe as our pledge to NPR, that a very small token amount is sufficient, because NPR has hundreds of thousands of people supporting it, but we don't. This is it, friends. So because we understand that that idea is kind of foreign to folks, we put together a guide to help you think through your pledge. This is what I was talking about earlier, the color-coded guide. So we ask that you find the color that best fits your family, your household, and then consider if you can give a pledge in that range. That guide, which is along with other pledge information, the pledge form, and a link to that survey from the board, can be found at the table in the lobby as you leave the service today. And we ask that you pick those up so we don't have to mail them. We gratefully accept every single pledge of every amount. We know that it's really a powerful gift for you to support this place. And we ask that you consider your pledge carefully, that it be a reflection both of your means as well as what this place means to you. As we approach the coming year and the years beyond, as we strive to live into the bold vision that we have of welcoming, growing, and leading, we need courage. We need clarity about our vision and whether we are proceeding effectively. That's where the survey comes in. We need connection to our values and to each other. We cannot make this vision a reality alone. Each one of us is needed for success. And we need compassion for ourselves, that we might mess up along the way. We might not be able to do or give what we would like to right now, but maybe we can in the future, and that's great. Or compassion for those who can't do or give as much as you can, but we can do more to support the vision, to help balance it all out. We trust that it all balances out. We need celebration to recognize how far this fellowship has come in making our vision a reality, in growing into a powerful voice in this community for justice and love, and a spiritual home for people of all ages. We need to celebrate our wins and then keep moving forward. And lastly, we need commitment. The promises of our covenantal faith to act, to move forward a little bit at a time, never plateauing or resting on our laurels, because the world keeps moving and we need to move with it. We need your commitment to live your values every day in the world, not just to say them here on Sunday, but to live them every day, and then to commit to this congregation, your time, your talent, and your financial resources, so that we can keep moving forward together. May it be so. Amen.